evening. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
Hi, Zandra. My name is Jumps. Sorry, can you hear me, Zandra?
Yes.
Yeah. So, by the way, my name is Josh from Chime Bank Dispute Department. By the way,
Josh?
This call will be recorded for the name. Yes.
Okay, from Chime?
Mm-hmm. Chime Bank Dispute Department.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, this call will be recorded for training quality purposes. Zandra, by the way, I would like to raise some concern. This is regarding for the unauthorized charge that was filed on our end. Can you help me with that, please?
Okay. What did you? Can you repeat that?
Yes. Customer or our mutual customer filed an unauthorized transaction or stating that the charge was a fraud or not valid. So I'm calling. If the charge was valid or did the customer do the transaction.
I see. May I have the customer's zip code so I can locate an account?
Sure. It's 86409.
Okay. And the customer's full name?
For the first name is Betty and last name is Golden.
Debbie?
Betty, it's Bravo Echo, Tango Tango Yankee.
Okay. I don't see that name in the system. Would it be in another person's name?
Unfortunately, I don't have any different name on the account. Only just the customer's name is Betty Colden. How about, do you have the email address or phone number on your file?
Yes.
So for the email address, it's goldenbob1198@gmail.com. Is that a match?
Yes.
And for the telephone number or phone number, that is 928-303-0192.
No. It's a different person. It may be someone in the home. So this account is in a different person's name.
But the last name, it's the same. It's Golden or not also?
It is the same.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, let me verify for another number. Is that okay?
Sure.
It's 928-681-7008.
No, that's not the phone number on this account.
Okay. I think that's all for now. Sandra, thank you for assisting for today. Have a great shift ahead.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.